Genius, genius draws no color line. And so it is fitting that Marian Anderson should raise her voice in tribute to the noble Lincoln whom mankind will ever honor.
Marian Anderson was a world-class contralto, which is a special voice type, an unusual voice type, and as the famous conductor Toscanini said about her voice, one that probably is only heard once in a century. She was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and was reared there, and she was a wonderful artist in her own right. Prior to this concert, she had already achieved great success as a recitalist.
And what was the significance of the 1939 Lincoln Memorial Concert?
Well, Howard University had hoped to present her in recital in Washington, D.C. As I said earlier, she had performed around the world, but I don't think at that time she had made her debut in the capital city. So Howard University had wanted to present her, and because she had already earned tremendous stature as an artist and had quite a bit of acclaim, they wanted to find a venue that was large enough to hold her adoring audience. And so it was very appropriate that they select the Performing Arts Center, which at the time was Constitution Hall. The significance of her singing at the Lincoln Memorial is very significant because she was denied access to perform as an African-American artist at Constitution Hall.
And so who would have been the audience members in attendance?
The recital was being prepared by people at Howard University, and of course they would have, you know, publicized the concert, et cetera. But I think once the Secretary of the Interior got involved and it became more of an event than just the concert, I think the entire community responded, and hence we have an audience estimated at 75,000 people.
And so when did you first come to find out about Marian Anderson?
Well, I'm from West Virginia, and my high school music teacher gave me an anthology of spirituals, and the anthology was a compilation of selections that Marian Anderson had sung. In this anthology was a picture of this woman, and it was just hauntingly beautiful and inspiring just to look at the photograph. As a young singer, of course, she is pretty much an iconic figure in my life. She had inspired all of the other mentors, even though I had not heard them or known them personally, but mentors such as Lynting Price, of course, and they talked so highly of her and what her artistry had done to inspire them to sing. And so as a young girl singing in a high school choir, I came to know Marian Anderson.
Do you find there's a good amount of diversity when it comes to the people who are putting on these productions and who are involved in things like opera and classical music?
Well, Marian Anderson became our 20th century heroine as far as providing diversity on the concert stage. She was a trailblazer in that regard. But even prior to her, in the late 19th century, there were African-American artists who studied and who sang classical music. I think that we can think about one by the name of Ciceretta Jones. I mean, right at the end of enslavement, right during the period of Reconstruction, here you have an African-American woman who's singing and has been trained to sing in the Western classical tradition, opera arias, art songs, etc. Marian Anderson, as I said before, is our earliest 20th century heroine, and she inspired other artists to follow in this path once it had been determined that they had, you know, the facility, the voice type, the acumen, the personality for this type of music. When you ask if it's diverse enough, I think that there are those who recognize beautiful music, beautiful delivery, and I don't think that ethnicity plays a great part in actually recognizing that. But I think that oftentimes opportunity has been limited, and that has been historically proven, especially for African-American male artists to really have careers on the operatic stage. And I think even today, unfortunately, that is a barrier.
And so have you found it to be challenging as an African-American woman who sings opera music?
I've been fortunate. I've been fortunate because I've had so many people who have basically paved the way. And what has helped me is to have been given the mentorship and the preparation, not just by African-American mentors, but by those who, as I said before, appreciate excellence in artistry. And because I did not pursue 100% the pathway of opera, more so I'm a concert artist. I sing with as a soloist with orchestra and on the recital stage. I've just been fortunate, and I think my artistry has spoken that which I wanted to say as far as breaking down barriers or having been given opportunity. In that way, I feel as if I stand on the shoulder of Marian Anderson, who describes herself not as a fighter, but one who spoke through her art. And I oftentimes, in my own presentation and in my teaching, I tell my students and my audiences, I decide, first of all, what I want to say, and then I select a repertoire to express my sentiment. And so I'm sure that there have been decisions made regarding hiring that, you know, have been made because of my being African American and female, but it has not deterred me because I have something to say as an artist, and I think my preparation and my delivery has earned me the opportunity.
So tell us about the event at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum here in Springfield and who you think should come.
On Saturday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m., I will recreate the historic recital that was given by Marian Anderson on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. I will sing all of the selections that she sang, including her encore that I'm keeping as a surprise. This concert is important for a number of reasons, but we celebrate this legacy. 75 years ago, on Easter Sunday morning, Marian Anderson stood before 75,000 people at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and sang this piece. And I think it was a turning point in the civil rights movement, if not one of the first recognized events as part of the civil rights movement.